Tachat Kelim Perek Yudgimel Mishnah Beis Calligraphone Shenit Lakapa Tmeya Mipnei Shina. A calligraphone is a baker's shovel. It has two sides. One side is flat. It's used for removing the ashes from the oven. And the other side is sharp. It's used for removing bread or anything else that fell among the ashes. Now, if one of the sides became removed, it's still tame, because the other side still could be used. It's still considered a kli. So the Mishnah tells us, if the kappa is removed, that's the flat side, it's still tame, it's still makabel tuma, because it still has its shina, it still has the sharp side, so therefore it's still a kli. Nitla shina tamea mipnei kappa. If the sharp side was removed, it's still considered a kli, and it's tame because it still has a flat side, it still could be used for shoveling out the ashes from the oven. Michal shenita akaf tame mipnei azocha. And michal is a mascara stick, and it also has two sides. It has a sharp side that's used for applying the mascara, and it also has a wire side that's used for cleaning out the ear. So the Mishnah tells us, if the kaf, which is the wire side, was removed, it's still tame because it still has the zacher, the sharp side that's used for applying the mascara. Nita zacher tame mipnei hatav. If the zacher was removed, the sharp side, then it's still tame because it still has the wider side, which is used for cleaning out the ear, so therefore it's still considered a kli, and it's still makabel tuma. Mechtav shenito ha-kleisev tame mipnei ha-mechik. A mechtav is a stylus, and it's used for writing on a wax tablet, and it also has two sides. One side is sharper, and it's used for writing on the wax tablet. The other side is wider, and it's used for erasing what was written on the wax tablet. So the Mishnah tells us, if the kleisev was removed, the sharp side that's used for writing is still tame, because it still has the mechik, the wider side, that's used for erasing. Nito ha-mechik tame mipnei ha-kleisev. If the wider side, which is used for erasing, was removed, it's still tame, it's still considered a kli, as it still could be used because it still has a kleisev, the sharper side, that's used for writing. Zuma litra shenitla kappa tmeya mipnei ha-maslik. A zuma litra is a soup ladle, but it also has a second side, which is similar to a maslik, a fork that's used for taking out the meat from the bottom of the pot. Now the Mishnah tells us, if this zuma litra had the ladle side removed, it's still tmeya, it's still makabel tuma, it's still considered a kli because it has a maslik side, the fork side. Nito ha-maslik tmeya mipnei kappa. If the fork side was removed, it's still tmeya, it's still considered a kli because it has the kappa, it still has the ladle. V'chein ha-shein shel mader. The same would be true by the shein of a mader. A mader is a spade, and it's used for digging up dirt. But it also has a side which is called the shein, a sharp side that's used for breaking up tough mounds of dirt. Now, if this shein shel mader is removed, the mader, the spade, is still makabel tuma because it still has the other side that's used for digging up dirt. And so, too, if the side that's used for digging up dirt is removed, it's still makabel tuma because it has the shein, the spike side, that's used for breaking up hard clusters of dirt. Shear kulan kadei lasos malachon. The share of all these kalim is that it has to still have the capacity to do the malach that it was intended to do. All these kalim that have two sides, and we said if one side is removed, it's still considered a kli, since the other side is still remaining. That's only if the side that's remaining has the capacity to do the malacha that it was originally intended to do. Seches kalim perek yigimel mishnah gimel chircher shenifgam tamit. Chircher is a hoe. It's used for digging up earth. And if part of the blade broke off, it's still tame, it's still makabel tuma, as it still could be used. Achi enato rubo. Unless most of the blade broke off, in such a case, it no longer could be used for digging up earth, so therefore, it's no longer makabel tuma. Nishbar makufo tar. If the opening in the chircher, in which the handle is inserted, broke off, in such a case, the chircher is tar, it's no longer makabel tuma, as it no longer could be used, since the handle cannot be inserted. Kordon shenita ushbo tame mipnei beis bikul. A quorum is a hatchet, and it's sharp on both sides. But one side is sharper than the other. The sharper side is called base bikul. That side is used for cutting out smaller pieces of wood, while the not-so-sharp side is called ushpa. That side is used to cut out larger pieces of wood. And if the ushpa broke off, it's still makabel tuma because it still had the base bikul. The sharper side still exists, so it still could be used to cut out small pieces of wood. Nita base bikul tamei mipnei ushpa. And if the sharper side broke off, the kordom is still makabel tuma because it still has the ushbo, the not-so-sharp side, so it still could be used to cut out larger pieces of wood. Nishbar makufo tar. But if the opening of the kordom in which the handle is inserted broke off, in such a case, it's tar, it no longer could be used since the handle cannot be inserted.